Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and this is some community news from Hacker Public Radio. Hi, how's it going everybody? My name is Ken Fallon and this is the first community news show. As you know, Hacker Public Radio is a podcast network that is for the community and by the community. But one thing I also know is that podcast listeners tend not to go and visit websites or read show notes. So what I've decided to do is record a show, possibly once a month, where we give a quick review of what's going on inside and around the community so that we can communitize the community with Community Tools trademark. First of all, let's go through some of the episodes that have been released this month. There was a bit of a backlog, but we went. The first episode was released on the 6th, and it was an interview with Mako by Klaatu. Personally, I was very interested in this episode because, among other things, they were talking about the sign language tutor application that she is developing in KDE, which I since downloaded. And my wife is into sign language, and she has we've recorded the video of the alphabet and stuff in Nederlandse Gebarentaal, in Dutch sign language, so that we can contribute back to this project. Unfortunately, with all the stuff that's been going on, I haven't had a chance to upload it, but hopefully at the end of next week we'll be able to get something up on that project. And then we had a series of shows that had been stagnant there for a while from the Software Freedom Day in Dundee, still as relevant as ever. One of the first ones being free and open source on Windows, and that was given by Robert McWilliam. Very, very interesting show as well. We had an interview with Hedonex then, one of the OLF 2009 series. Absolutely brilliant. I was riveted. Really, really have a bit of a man crush for Hedonex and RF Quirin. I have also recorded a HPR episode on their show. I don't know if it's got much content in it, but we'll see what it goes. Then we had a re-syndication of a little bit of Python. And we had another interview with, we had another Software Freedom Day talk by Nick Walker, Open Source Security Concepts, very interesting. Interview with Jeff and Lofty to Self, 2010 volunteers. We had the Hacker Public Radio panel from Ohio Linux Fest 2010. This was deliberately moved up the queue because I felt it was important that we get the news out about HPR, what it is, so that you listeners get more involved in the community. Then we had the Open Source Games and Community, Software Freedom Day Dundee presentation again that had been. And then I bumped up the queue, the Talk to Geek to Me episode, where they interviewed me, which was intended, also bumped up the queue, and it was intended to give you an idea of the what's going on in HPR, a little bit of background as to what's been happening, a little bit about the slowdown and what we're doing to improve HPR and get things rolling again. And this is, of course, episode 3 of that, starting with the radio Hacker Public Radio panel at Ohio Linux Fest, the Talk to Geek to Me interview, and this hopefully will give you, bring you up to date as to what's going on and hopefully where we're going. Then we had Alan Hicks interview by Klaatu again, and I really could listen to this guy talk all day, and is one of the times I really, really, really wish I had airfare to go over to Salf and listen to these talks. And then we had another in the of our syndicated shows, a little bit of Python, Global Interpreter Lock. I must say some of the stuff did go over my head, but it's still interesting listening. We have the first in a new netcast, which has been released, syndicated over to HPR, and that's the QSK Devils in the Detail podcast, where K5 Tux let us reuse some of his shows. Now, as I probably mentioned a lot of times, we had the Talk Geek to Me episode where I was talking to Deep Geek about an email that I sent around to the HPR mailing list. And that mailing list, details about that can be found on the HPR website itself. And what I want to do is just read you out my summary of what I wanted to see happening with HPR. So I'll be quoting bits, extracts from that, and then giving you an update on, you know, what I'm doing about all of those. So, email. First, it was great to hear all the positive feedback, and that was in relation to the fact that I asked the question, is HPR dead? So let's concentrate on making HPR stream along. One of the things I enjoy most about the feed is getting a new show every day. I know Aaron suggested dumping several shows at once, but I believe that the one show a day, every day, builds trust and retains listeners. I'm not against sending multiple shows down at one time, but I do like the bargain of tune in tomorrow for something completely different. First things first, let's get the shows flowing again. Now, that's what we did at the start of the month, around about the 15th of the month, I started posting shows. And, well, let's go on. I'd also like to echo Aaron's offer to assist Enigma, and I think the time zone difference can make a difference around the clock coverage. So put my money where my mouth is. I emailed Stankdog and Enigma and volunteered help. Now, there has been some problems getting unblocked by the firewall, which is very zealous, and I know that these problems have been plaguing Klaatu, who is another admin. Yeah, there are still some things that I need to get access to, most notably the comment spam system, but for the most part, I have enough. I have not enough access to be able to get in and do what we need to do. So a typical day, posting shows, in case you're interested. The site is typical LAMP setup, Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. And there's a small database and a content management system, which I think Droop's put together. If everything is okay, a host like you uploads a show to the FTP site, together with a text file that describes what is going on. It's put in the queue, and the order which I've come up with has been, first of all, I'm going to give priority to any shows that have been recorded specifically for the HPR network. I'm not going to really make any apologies about that. People have taken their time out of their day to record a HPR show, so let's get it on the HPR network as quickly as possible. And they will be released on a first-come, first-served basis. So, if somebody else has released a show before me, their show goes out first. Unless, of course, there is one caveat. What I want to do is be able to release critical shows where we need to get news out, or that somebody has decided to do a series of shows to promote an event or something. And I know that Aaron is looking to do a week of shows on a particular episode, culminating in a phone-in interview type thing on the last day of the week, which I think is fantastic. Absolutely no problem with that. We'll block a period of time to allow that sort of thing to happen. But for the most part, it's first in, first out, priority given to HPR shows, and then syndicated shows after that will be given priority on their first in, first out. However, as I don't want to be dumping down all the Dundee shows one after the other, I kind of wanted to mix it up a little bit. So for the most part, that's generally what's going to happen. Moving back to the mail list again, I would also like to assist with the automating process of posting shows as much as possible. And I say this without having knowledge, any knowledge of the underlying system, blah, 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 blah. So what I normally do in work or wherever I'm trying to automate a system is I live with the pain of whoever it is that is... just checking to see if I was recording this. I'm living with the pain of whatever somebody's doing. So if somebody making an Excel macro or something, do it yourself for a few times and you really know what it's like to do their job and where you can invest as much time as possible in helping things out. Well, I have been living with the pain for a while, and the pain is as follows. First of all, we don't have enough shows. Short and simple, if we don't get shows, then there is nothing to play out except possibly syndicated shows. And I don't know about you, but there are plenty of syndicated show networks out there. So I would prefer, the idea of Hacker Public Radio was for the community, by the community. We're going to release shows. Everybody takes a small amount of time out of their month, records a show, and post it. End of story. So let's get that done. Then the next pinpoint is no metadata with the shows. So people upload a show and it's just called something. So you have to listen to it and create the metadata for it. And there are no ID tags in that order. So no shows, no metadata, no ID tags. And believe me, there is the most important one there is that there's no shows. So what I've done is on the FTP site, which you will get access to if you just send me an email at admin@hackerpublicradio.org. If it's your first time, or if you've forgotten what it was, just drop me an email and I'll usually get back to you. It's copied to me and also Enigma. So if I don't get back to you, Enigma will, depending on the time zone. So I've, in the FTP location, I've updated a README file, which I'll be updating all the time. So could you please, if for the regular host, if you are uploading every month, can you have a quick look in there to see what we're doing, any news or whatever will be posted in that README file as it changes. So I'll read you out that README file right now. Hi host, thank you for producing a show for the Hacker Public Radio Network. To make life easier for us, well, when posting the shows, could you please upload a text file with your show and add ID3 tags to the MP3 file? I don't know if you have time. If you don't have time, that's fine as well. And let me just stress this, without the pinpoints is an order of magnitude less. If I don't have shows, I have nothing to work with. So if you just have enough time to throw up a show without with just a file name, try and make the file name as descriptive as possible, and then I'll do the rest. Don't worry about it. But it might, other shows might jump yours in the queue, because if somebody's got a show ready, then that's going to go out. So, you know, fair is fair. Okay, the ID tag information, if you could have it as the title, being the title of your show, the album being the string Hacker Space Public Space Radio, the artist being your name or handle, the genre being podcast, and the comment, the first line of it being http://hackerpublicradio.org, and then you can put in whatever show notes you want after that. And the reason for that is that the ID1 tag only allows strings of that size, so it'll truncate it over to that. Now, about the show notes, to make life easier for us when you're posting, could you please upload a text file with your show? We will use this information to fill out the website. The text file should follow the following format, which will also change from month to month, because if we can get this text file down, then I can put up a web page that will, you know, fill out this stuff, and I can put in scripts that can parse these files, and it can make life an awful lot easier, right down to the point where we can, you know, validate that everything looks okay, and then we can put them into a queue, and once they go in there, they will be posted on a particular schedule. Okay, so the text file should have the same name as your show, but with a TXT extension. The first line should contain your name or handle. If you have released a show before, then it should be exactly the same as the one that's on the correspondence page in Hacker Public Radio. The second line should contain the title of your show, and the third line should be blank if it's not a series, or it should be the series name exactly as it is on hackerpublicradio.org/series.php. And the remaining text may be whatever you like, and it can also include HTML markup. Don't go overboard, and JavaScript and all that stuff, I will check everything. If you're not already on the mailing list, you can join up by going to http://hackerpublicradio.org/mailman/listinfo hpr_hackerpublicradio.org, and a link to that is on the contrib site. Okay, back to the email. The next topic I covered was communication. We needed a place to communicate with the admins, other correspondents of the community at large. We have a mailing list, and I'll go on. But long and short of it is, I'm updating the Hacker Public Radio contribute page and adding stuff there. At the moment, I've got, let me see, contribute. We've got a section on hosts. Whether you want to do a sign-up show or whatever, just email admin@hackerpublicradio.org. A lot of the podcasters hang out on the IRC, if you're into IRC, at #ogcastplanet on the Freenode network. We also have Identica on Twitter, and I'll get into some of the other stuff as well just in a minute. So, the calendar. I also went into a bit about what I wanted to do with the calendar, which I think is nice to have. It's a bit early now until we see how many hosts come out of the woodwork. And the most important one is building up stock of episodes. It would probably be a good idea to have a pool of spare episodes that go out when there's nothing else available or when someone forgets to post. These might be narrated by Lynn or Danny Speak, which is, I have a script to do that, or there might be shot of hack type shows, which are 5-minute shows. To encourage contribution, there should be an area dedicated to showing people how to record a show. Now, if anyone would like to do that, that would be fantastic, even if it's just links out to a good website or a YouTube video or something. And I'd like it to be going on, starting at the press recording your Sansa level up to editing in Audacity. If there are links on our sites and tutorial, let's use them, but at least have the information in one place. It might be a good place to have listeners, where listeners can suggest a topic for the show, where an expert in the field can record a quick show if they like, or if you're simply devoid of inspiration, you can do a show like that. So that is basically what I'd also like to do. I don't know exactly how I would do that, or if anybody has got ideas on how to do that sort of thing, give me a shout. Go on the mailing list. Actually, if you're listening to this, please join the mailing list. And start helping out. It doesn't have to be recording shows necessarily, but a lot of this stuff, you might have an idea that somebody else wouldn't have. For example, if you have been thinking of doing a show and you don't know what to do a show about, one of the nicest series that I've come across was How You Got Into Linux, which is a simple one. Just pick up your recorder and record how you got into Linux, if you're into Linux, or how you got into computers in general, how you got into podcasting. I know Dave did a series on what's in your bag. And I know a lot of people now have Android phones and tablets and stuff, so why not send in your top 10 favorite Android apps, or your top 10 applications in general, or your top 10 stuff. It doesn't have to be how to debug the latest Linux kernel. It can be just a nice light topic, 5 minutes, boom, we're done. Okay, back to the manifesto, I guess. About feeds, I know we agreed to do this before, but it never came to pass, but we should offer an Og Vorbis feed. I also have a script that can convert audio to speaks, so a feed for that would be cool as well. Given the CC license, we could automatically cross-post to archive.org, increasing our exposure. I'm planning for my scripting series, blah, 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 blah. About that, I've went ahead and downloaded all the MP3 files, and I'm in the process of converting them to OGG, because I want to see how much disk space it's going to take and whether that sort of a jump is something that we want to put on the server. We want to put on the server, being this server is paid for by Stank, and I know the advertisement at the end of the show goes quite a bit of a way to paying for these server costs, but at the end of the day, it's still Stankdog's server. He's paying for it. It's coming out of his pocket. And I don't want to be taking more resources than have been allocated to us. So just to let you know that is something I'm still thinking about. And we will address it in the future. Okay, back to the thing. Spreading the word. One of the most serious omissions from the current site is the lack of who we are and what we do page to explain what HPR is and what we're about. So I went back to episode one and had a listen to it. And then I updated the main page to read as follows. Hacker Public Radio is a podcast that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Our shows are produced by the community and can be on any topic that are of interest to hackers. I've also went ahead and updated the About page with some more fleshed out information. There was also a topic, I don't want to really go into it too much, but about the promotion material, and I asked, sent out a request for some promo material, and Slick Zero came back with two promos promoting HPR. There's this one.
Hello world, this is Slick Zero, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Hacker Public Radio. You've listened to it enough, I'm sure, you love the shows, but what makes it different from other podcasts? It's produced by the community. That's right, people just like you. There's no restrictions on how long the show could be, nor on the topic it could cover, as long as they are of interest to hackers. It's so easy to contribute to. Just go to hackerpublicradio.org and click on contribute. All the information you need is right there.
And then there's the other version, which is this one.
Hello world, this is Slick Zero, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Hacker Public Radio. You've listened to it enough, I'm sure, you love the shows, but what makes it different from other podcasts? It's produced by the community. That's right, people just like you. There's no restrictions on how long the show could be, nor on the topic it could cover, as long as they are of interest to hackers. It's so easy to contribute to. Just go to hackerpublicradio.org and click on contribute. All the information you need is right there.
He also did the album art, some an embedded image, which I'll put into the album art of this file. But if you can also see it on the website. I can't find out who did the SVG, who did the logo, the HPR microphone logo. So if anybody knows who did that, could they drop me a line and see if we can get a editable version of that, because it's kind of cool. Going on, needless to say, we need to get publicity by spreading the word on microblocking sites, through groups, and on social networking sites. Now, Aaron has offered to help out with this, but it turns out we actually have a Twitter feed. I have no idea how it's been fed or whatever. If anyone has information on that, you can also please email it to me. Excuse me. But that feed is automatically updated whenever a show is posted, so that's kind of cool. We also have a HPR group on Identica, so if you have something of relevance to HPR, you can use the exclamation mark HPR, and it will go to everybody on that group. And if you're not a member of that group, please sign up, because I tend to post a little bit about the shows manually over there as well. So we also have that. That's pretty much the email. Just to give some feedback. Feedback can be found at feedback on any show. There's a special email address, feedback@hackerpublicradio.org, which again comes to myself in an email, but the intention there is that we would forward that on to whoever it was on the particular show, rather than giving everybody's email out. So if you could include that in your show if you're recording it, that would be nice. And now some comments from the website. Nice Boots writes in to say that their UGG1798 Aver shoes barely buttons. Then we have nullco25 from gmail.com writes in to say that there's 5 minutes membership site at scribed.402964 blah blah blah. If you want to get the best finance, you can go to bestfinance-blog.com. And Barbara Wright from Mail 15 writes in about that. Interesting feedback on hydrogen peroxide teeth whitening by Ray Schneilsk on gmail.com. The website is perfectlywhiteteeth.info. such a great, nice blog. Very nice of you to say that, although technically it's a blog, not a blog. Oh, Java is my favorite application in my phone, writes Diane Danny at yahoo.com. Going something about Enthmol research.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. Builder. Yes. HCR is sponsored by Garo.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.
BestFinanceBlog.com. Different people in all countries get a personal tab. BestFinanceBlog.com. Commodity consulting.